我们的行为啊，是和我们的信仰是啊紧紧相关的。
Measles is a highly contagious disease.
麻疹是一个就是非常容易传染的病。
A vaccine was developed in the 60s, and by the year 2000, there were almost no measles cases in the United States.
在60年代，这个疫苗被发明，然后是就是很快就是在美国就已经没有这个。
However, if you read the news this year, there's an outbreak of measles among the Somali Minnesotan community.
可是如果你要是最近要是看新闻的话，你就知道这个索马里他们这个社区他们就最近有一个就是麻疹这个在爆发。
About 70 confirmed cases.In that community.
大概有70个病例。
And part of it comes out of this anti-vax movement.
这其中就是原因呢，一部分原因呢，就是因为大家就是反对疫苗。
And this is a movement that came over some false scientific documents that were soon disproven.
所以这个反对疫苗这个运动呢，实际上是他们是建立在一个就是这个就是以前的时候有一个就是一个科学的论文，但是那个论文就是已经被证明是错误的。
So over and over, the scientific community had discounted and demonstrated that there's no link between autism and vaccination.
所以呢，就是已经是反反复复的，这个科学界已经证明了这个疫苗呢和这个孤僻症是没有关系的。
But scientists had not been able to pinpoint why autism rates are higher and more severe among Somalis and among Minnesotans in general.
但是呢，就是科学家们现在还没有答案，就说为什么这个索马里人，还有就是在明尼苏达这些人呢，他们中间就是孤僻症发病率比较高。
So because of fear, based on false premise.Many Somali Minnesotans chose not to vaccinate their children against the measles virus.
就是因为那个这些索马里人呢，他们就是他们是基于这种就是很错误的这种假设，他们就害怕他们的孩子会得孤僻症，所以呢，他们就不愿意给他们孩子做疫苗。
Or actions are based on what we believe to be true.
所以呢，就说我们的行为呢，就是建立在我们认为什么是正确的这个基础上。
If the perceived danger of vaccination is greater than the risk of not vaccinating, then we will skip vaccinations.
比如说，如果我们要是觉得要是给孩子打疫苗的话，那么这个风险是很高的话，那么我们可能就不会给孩子们打疫苗。
So two observations.
所以呢，就是我下面有就这么两个观察。
What we think is true is important.
就是我们认为什么是正确的是很重要的。
It affects our lives and the lives of people around us.
因为呢，它会影响我们周围人的生命。
And also, second, our behavior is dictated by what we truly believe.
同时呢，就是我们的行为呢，也是被我们被决定于我们相信什么。
So hypocrites, people who say they believe in one thing and do something else, are lying to themselves and others.
比如说像那些虚伪的人，比如说他们相信一件事，但是他们做另外一件事，那么实际上就是他们是对自己，而且是对别人在撒谎。
Right. If you say you believe that vaccinations are safe, but then refuse to vaccinate your children.
比如说你相信这个打疫苗是很安全的，可是你同时你又不给你的孩子们打疫苗。
Or you say greed is dangerous, yet you spend your money pursuing and accumulating materialistic things.
或者说你认为这个贪财是很危险的，可是同时你又在积累好多财富。
Tell me, what do you really believe?
那么你讲跟我讲一下你到底是信仰什么。
And this is why Jesus, he reserves his harshest statements against people who believe, say they believe in the right things but do not live out the right actions.
所以这也就是为什么耶稣就是他有这个对这些人有一个非常严苛的批评，就是这些人就是说他们相信一件事情，但是他们的行为却是
Hypocrites may have the right creeds, but they don't do the deeds that follow the creeds.
比如说这些假冒伪善者，他们相信他们的信仰，可是呢，但是他们并不，他们的行动并不反映出来。
And today's passage teaches that a church must stand on the pillar and the ground of truth, must be the pillar and the foundation of truth.
今天的经文呢，就讲这个我们教会呢就必须是真理的基石和注释。
We do this in creed and in conduct.
我们要用我们的那个信仰和我们的行为来表现出来。
At the University of Texas, on the main building on the tower.
在德州大学的这个主楼这个大楼上。
Are inscribed these words: "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free."
是写着这样的字，就是你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得自由。
Of course, this is a quotation from Jesus.
当然，这个是从耶稣的话引用来的。
And at the time it's written, universities were set to pursue truth.
所以这个大学呢，实际上就是一个地方，大家是来追求真理的地方。
But in the past 60 years, universities have been poor institution for truth.
可是呢，在这个过去60年里这个大学，美国的这些大学呢，实际上是一个很糟糕的地方，就是寻求真理。
Especially in humanities and liberal arts departments.
尤其是在这个就是人文学还有这个艺术方面这些领域里。
They have subscribed to the notion, the postmodern notion of truth, in that there is no truth.
他们呢，因为他们就是采取了就是这个后现代的这个想法，就是关于对于真实的真理的看法，实际上也就是说呢，没有一个绝对的真理。
What is true for you is true for you, but may not be true for me.
因为对你来讲是真理的东西，对我来说不一定是真的。
In fact, don't push your truth onto me.
事实上就是不要把你的真理强加在我身上。
Facts doesn't matter, feelings do.
事实没有关系，但是这个人们的这个心里的感觉确实很有关的。
In sexuality, if I feel like a woman today, then the truth of my biology doesn't matter.
比如说从性这个方面哈，这个政治方面，比如说我要是今天觉得我是个女人的话，那么我尽管我有一个男人的身体，那也没关系，我还是女人。
Feelings become truth.
因为就是现在就是大家的感觉就变成是真理。
In religion, all religions are the same.
从在那个宗教上，那么所有的宗教都是一样的。
There's no more truth in Buddhism, Islam, or Christianity.
就是布达，佛教佛教和佛教和伊斯兰教还有基督教，他们之间也没有说一个哪一个比另外一个更真实。
You cannot in polite conversation bring up religious convictions.
所以就是在一个比较礼貌的这个对话中，你根本不可能提起这个你对你的宗教信仰。
Agnosticism.
这个
is the acceptable philosophy concerning the nature of God.
这个有一个叫不可知论，就是他就说是一种哲学，那么就说是关于神的本性的一个哲学。
We don't know. We can't know.
他的主旨就是说我们不知道，而且我们也不可能知道。
Truth about God and the nature of the universe doesn't matter. We can't know.
就是神的真理或者是这个宇宙的真理根本没有关系。
The anti-vax group you talked about earlier, they're often educated and wealthy.
比如说那些反对疫苗那些人，他们通常也都是就是受过很好教育，而且是也很富有的。
Yet they're being misled by false teachers who we allow to speak because of our culture's commitment to tolerance and free speech.
可是呢，就是他们就是被那些就是被假教师被他们误导，是因为我们这个文化呢，就是大家就是会强调就是要容忍，而且要言论自由。
In culture of uncritical free speech, how can you silence those who decide to teach dangerous teachings?
所以呢，就是说在我们这个文化，就是大家比较反对那种就是 就是在这个文化的话，是这样的文化上，那你怎么能可以来跟大家讲什么是真的呢？
And this postmodernism, this idea of relative truth filters out in, from the academic elites into pop culture to produce a feeble society which accepts alternative facts.
就是说这个后现代这个文化，那么像他们就是从这个academic 学术界，从学术界然后从他们这边，然后延续到这个就是在普通的老百姓这里边，那么他们就是产生了一个就是这个社会，大家就是就是一个不是很坚定的社会，他们就是会接受那个就各种各样的这种所谓的事实。
Today, leading news outlets lack the basic fact-checking that was required for journalism before.
比如说今天就是甚至那些就是主流的这些媒介，他们也就是很缺乏来证实他们所报道的那些新闻的真实性。
Headlines of major newspapers sometimes sound like tabloid articles.
像这些那个大报纸，他们有时候他们的头版头条，他们那个新闻就是有跟那个像小道消息那些报纸差不多。
In-depth reporting and fact-checking are expensive. Why bother if truth is not important?
因为你要是做一个就是很深入的，而且是要证明你所报道那些事情是真实的话，是就是需要花费很高的。说那你为什么会就是还去花费那些东西呢
？Why bother with truth and accurate portrayals of truth when you can capture people's attention and wallets with clickbait articles without any facts?
因为反正是你如果要是有一你能抓住人们的吸引人们的注意力的话，你还去谁还管是真的还是假的呢？
All truth is relative is the mantra of postmodernism.
就是后现代大家的信念就是就是所有的所谓的真理都是相对的。
But in today's passage, we have a different idea of truth.
在今天的这个经文里，我们看到我们对这个真理是有另一种看法。
The church must be a pillar and foundation of truth.
因为教会必须是真理的柱石和基础。
Pillars and foundations don't move.
柱石和基础它们不会变的。
Truth is not relative, it is absolute.
真理呢也不是相对的，因为它是绝对的。
When Jesus says the truth will set you free, he's referring to himself as truth.
当耶稣说真理会使你自由，他是指的他自己是真理。
He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
他因为他是昨日、今日和将来以后，因为他总是一样的。
And here's a full quotation from Jesus.
这里呢就是一个所有的引用的全文。
To the Jews who have believed in him, Jesus said, If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
耶稣对信他的犹太人说，你们若常常遵守我的道，就真是我的门徒，你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。
Jesus says the only way for us to know the truth is to be his disciples and to abide, to remain in his word.
因为耶稣对我们说如果要是知道真理的话，那么我们就应该做他的门徒。
And he sets us free. Otherwise, we're slaves unless we believe and follow Jesus.
然后他会使我们得以自由，否则的话，我们就会变成我们罪的奴隶。
And believing involves both knowing the truth in your minds and accepting the truth in your hearts.
这里讲的相信呢，实际上就是要讲到你不光你知道什么是真理，而且你要接受它。
This great mystery we confess. That's what our verse says today.
所以我们承认这是一个这个是一个很大的很大的奇迹。
Okay. This precious truth is what the church holds dear.
Yeah, 这是一个很大的奥秘。这个呢，就是 这个真理呢，也就是我们教会就是要紧紧抓住的。
The church must be on this foundation, on this pillar of truth. The church must be this foundation, this pillar of truth.
我们教会呢，必须是这个真理的基础和柱石。
She cannot walk away from the foundation. She cannot walk away from the pillar.
我们这个教会不可能就是离开这个基础和柱石。
Otherwise, there is no church.
否则的话就没有教会。
The church does uphold the truth in two ways.
教会坚持真理是以两方面来，从两方面。
By the doctrine of the church and by the conduct of the church.
一是摆我们的教会的我们的教义，还有就是摆我们教所的教导。
Doctrine is another word for teachings.
我们的教义呢，也就是另一就是讲的是我们教会所教导的。
It emphasizes the content of what we believe.
它强调我们所信仰的内容。
And the Bible is a source of doctrine.
圣经呢，也就是我们教义的原则。
Great indeed is the mystery of godliness. Great indeed is the mystery of godliness.
这个圣洁圣洁呢，它的奥秘确实是很大的。
When the New Testament uses this word mystery, it's referring to something that was once hidden but now revealed.
这个新约上讲这个，当他用这个奥秘的这个词的时候，它实际上指就是这个事情过去呢是隐藏的，现在被显现给我们。
Prior to the New Testament times, nobody could have guessed that God would become man.To die a sinner's death, only to be proven righteous in his resurrection.
所以在新约之前的那个年代，没有人会能想象，就是神会变成人，然后像罪人一样死去。只是在复活以后，他才被证明他是公义的。
This mystery, this gospel, is given to us through the Bible.
这个奥秘呢，这个福音呢，就是通过圣经传给我们的。
We can gain some truths about God without the Bible.
我们就是有一些真理呢，我们可以不需要圣经，我们就知道的。
We can look at creation and see the majesty and power of God.
比如说，我们看看这个宇宙这些创造，我们就能知道神的伟大和神的大能。
We don't need the Bible to tell us that there's right and wrong, there's justice.
我们也不需要圣经告诉我们什么是对的、错的，或者什么是
公义。God puts that on our hearts.
因为神已经把它放到我们心里。
All of us know that there's right and wrong.And to be honest, we can say that we don't always do what is right.
我们都知道有对有错，而且就是我们所有的人，我们都知道我们有时候我们做的也不都是全对的。
We don't need the Bible to tell us there is a God. We know there's a God. We know we're created. We know we have a higher power. We know we have a higher purpose.
我们也不需要圣经告诉我们有一位神，因为我们知道我们是被创造的而且我们知道要有一个就是更高的大能的人在我们之上，我们也知道就是我们这个生命的目的和我们在宇宙存在的目的。
But there are truth that reveal to us in the Bible that we cannot gain elsewhere.
可是呢，就圣经里头呢，但是也会给我们显现出一些真理，我们是从其他地方得不到的。
Only the Bible tells us that we cannot ever be good enough to be accepted by God by ourselves.
比如说圣经跟我们讲，我们凭我们自己是我们是达不到这个一个很好的要求来被神接受的。
Only the Bible tells us that Jesus died for our sins.
只有耶稣告诉我们，只有圣经告诉我们，耶稣是为我们的罪死的。
And by believing him, we can have eternal life. We can be made right with God.
然后我们通过相信耶稣，我们会会使我们变成公义。
We can become children of God.
然后我们可以成为神的儿女。
We cannot know the gospel unless it's been revealed to us from the Bible, the Word of God.
我们不可能知道这个福音，如果要是没有圣经跟我们讲。
The church has truth.
教会是有真理的。
And Paul here in your passage quotes an early creed that highlights what the church believes.
这里保罗就是讲到这个他讲的这个信念，就是讲到我们教会所应该相信的。
A creed is a formulation of faith.
这个信念也就是把这个我们的信仰就是一个阐述一下。
It's not comprehensive.
它并不是一个很完全的。
And it doesn't necessarily even say the most important things about our faith.
而且他并不讲就是我们关于我们信仰的那个最重要的那些东西。
Rather, creed is a formulation of the main truths of faith to guard against false teachings.
事实上这个信仰呢，它这个信念它讲的就是我们信仰的这个主要的这个真理。
So verse 16, he is probably quoting an early creed poem.
比如说第十六节他就是讲到这个信念。
He appeared in the flesh, was vindicated by the Spirit, was seen by angels, was preached among the nations, was believed on the world, was taken up in glory.
他在肉身显现，被圣灵称义，被天使看见，被传于外邦，被世人信服，被接在荣耀里。
So the first two lines cover the life of Jesus.
就头两行他就讲到这个耶稣的生命。
Appeared in the flesh.
他是以肉身显现。
At his birth, God became man.
当他出生的时候他就变成了人。
He took on flesh.
他就变成了肉身。
And early on during Paul's time, there was this group of false teachers that mixed Middle Eastern philosophy with Christianity.
所以在那个早期的时候，在保罗那个时代，有一些这个假教师，他们就是建立在这个中东这个哲学上。
And one strand of these false teachers taught that flesh is evil, but spirit is good.
他们这个有这么一派，他们在讲这个肉身是邪恶的圣灵是好的。
So for Jesus to be truly good, he had to be spirit. He only appeared to look human.
所以呢
it was a facade.
如果耶稣是美善的话，那么他必须是以圣灵的这个形式出现。
And in doing so, they denied the humanity of Jesus, that Jesus is fully human, just like you and me.
因为他们这样做，的话，所以他们就是否定了耶稣这个显现的这个人性。
And using this creed, Paul fights against that. And using this line of creed, Paul fights against that false teaching.
所以他就用这个呢，就是来做一些那个错误的教导。
Vindicated by the Spirit, the second line.
第二就是证明被圣灵证明无辜是正确的。
Jesus claimed to be a son of God. Jesus claimed that he did no wrong.
因为耶稣他宣称他是神的儿子，然后他不可能做错事的。
Yet he was put to death as a sinner.
可是呢他却被当罪人给
And the Holy Spirit vindicated Jesus, showed that Jesus was right to the world when he raised Jesus from the dead.
所以可是呢就是耶稣还是被当罪人被钉死但是呢圣灵呢就是证明了把圣通过耶稣的复活圣灵证明了耶稣是公义的。
And the next two lines of this creed show the extent of Jesus' resurrection and the gospel. It goes to heaven and to earth.
接下来这两行呢就讲到耶稣的复活和福音是讲到天堂和地上。
He was seen by angels.
因为他被天使看见。
So angels are God's messengers to humanity and to the universe, and they proclaim Jesus' resurrection in the heavenly realms and on earth.
因为天使是神的使者，他们在宣称耶稣复活了。
Priests among the nations.
是。被传在万邦。
Jesus is not only King of the Jews; He's the King of Kings.
耶稣不光是犹太人的王，而且他是万王之王。
In the heavenly realm and the earthly realm, Jesus reigns.
不管是在天上还是在地上，耶稣都在掌权。
The last two lines show the effects of the gospel. end of Jesus' resurrection.
最后这两行讲到是福音的效果和耶稣的复活。
As the gospel was preached throughout the world, people believed.
The gospel. 所以这个福音是被传遍世界。
And when Jesus ascended to heaven, he was glorified, vindicated, that he's sitting on the right hand of God. He is God.
当耶稣被证明是正确的话。正确的时候，他已经就是升入天堂，他坐在神的旁边。
And all the people of the world who believe in this preaching, believe in the gospel, will be vindicated and glorified with him.
And 所有世上所有人who他们相信福音他们也同样被证明是正确的，然后也跟那个耶稣一起得荣耀。
These creeds, these formulations of faith, help us summarize what we believe.
这个。把这个信念就是它就总结了我们所信仰的。
They keep us on this foundation. They keep us within the pillars.
它保持我们在这个基础和这个柱石上。
And throughout church history, the church we have formed various creeds to combat false teachings.
就是整个教会的历史呢，我们也是就也这个教会也有好多就是不同的这种信念。然后也我们也在一直在跟这个假教导一直争斗。
And these creeds, they find their source in the Bible.
但是我们这些教念他们都是源于圣经的。
And as far as the creeds interpret the Bible faithfully, they are useful for us.
信念它就是对圣经讲解是很正确的，而且它也是对我们有很帮助，很大帮助。
The Apostles' Creed.Not only help us define and defend the basic tenets of Christianity, it helps us understand the Trinitarian nature of God.
使徒们的这个信念，他们不光是帮助我们，就是为这个基督教这个最基本的这个最基本的来维护，而且他还帮助我们来了解就是神三位一体的这个特性。
Christians throughout the centuries have read, recited this creed in worship and baptismal services.
就是基督徒们在几个世纪以来他们一直在读这个信念他们在那个在崇拜中和那个洗礼的这个时候，他们会念这个。
So let's read it together, first in English and Chinese. We'll all read together, okay?
所以我们一起来读一下。
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried.He descended to the dead, and the third day he arose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty, whence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Universal Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
我相信上帝全能的父。创造天地的主，我信耶稣基督，上帝的独生子，我们的主，因着圣灵承运，从童女玛利亚所生，在本丢罗手下遇难，被钉在十字架上，死了，葬了，下到阴间，第三天从死里复活，后升天，坐在无所不能的父上帝的右边，将来要从那里降临，审判活人死人。我信圣灵，依据圣徒相通，罪得赦免，肉身复活，并且永生。Amen.
These creeds deserve some study.
这些信念是值得我们在研究的。
And perhaps one of the Sunday school classes will study these.
也许就是我们可能主日学的时候，我们会学习这些。
They're written in particular times.They're written to battle particular false teachings, And even today, they can help us to guard against error.
他们是在就是某一个时代时候写下的，也帮助我们就是敌对那些假的教导啊。而且他们是就是源于圣经的。
We also have statements of faith that help us summarize or basic truths for us today.
他也就是我们就是我，他也是就是总结了我们我们这个最基本的对我们想所相信的最基本的真理。
If you want to join your church today as a member, you have to agree with our statement of faith.
你如果要是想加入我们教会作为会员的话，那么你就需要就是认同我们对信仰的这些。
How many of you know that we have the statement of faith online on website?
有哪些人知道我们就是我们教会的网站上会有、这个、
？So it's good to read that and be, not only know what we believe, but how, understand how to defend it.
所以就是不只是我们需要就是知道你要知道我们教会是我们的信仰是什么，而且要知道如何来维护它。
Okay, the second way the church is a foundation pillar of truth is revealed by our conduct.
第二个方面就是我们教会来维持我们的作为基础和柱石呢，就是通过我们的行为。
First, we notice the church is a house of the living God, the household of the living God.
首先，我们要知道教会呢是神的家。
We individuals are part of God's household. We are children of God.
我们每一个人都是我这个神的家里的人，我们每个人都是神的儿女。
And our teachings or doctrines are not just theoretical, not ethereal.But they're pertinent to our behavior or conduct.
我们的教导并不是一个就是非常理论的那种难以捉摸的东西。
Whenever we learn something, it should change your lives.
当我们学到新的东西的时候，它就是肯定是改变我们的生命。
When we learn that God is good and faithful, we learn to trust Him to be good and faithful when we're faced with uncertain futures.
就是当我们知道神是信实的话，那么我们就知道我们遇到困难的时候，我们就会相信就是神是信实的。
When we read in Gospels that Jesus had compassion the crowds, we train our hearts for the poor, the suffering, and the unsaved.
当我们在福音中读到神对这些贫穷的人是有。怜悯之心的时候，那么我们会使我们自己就是有存怜悯之心。
When we learn that God is immutable, God never changes, we know that His truth are true 1,000 years ago and still true today.
那我们知道就是神是不变的话，那么我们知道这个是真理的，它是千万年来都是不变的。
Our conduct displays the truth of our doctrines.
我们的行为呢，也就是就是显现了行出我们的信
念。How should we conduct ourselves?
那么我们应该怎么来我们怎么来用行动表现我们
自己？The previous chapters of First Timothy, Paul told us.
第一章呢，保罗已经跟我们讲过。
Pray for all people.
为所有的人祷告。
Live holy, blameless hands.
就是过一个圣洁没有不被没有瑕疵的生活。
Be humble, modest.
要谦卑。
Respect and embrace the roles that God given to men and women.
尊敬而且要接受神给男人和女人我们的。
Aspire to be leaders who hold marriage and sexuality in holiness.
Sorry.
Aspire to be leaders who hold marriage and sexuality in holiness.
让我们就是向往做一个这个做教会的领导，然后他们会就是有一个正确的对这个婚姻的看法。
Be self-controlled, temperate, hospitable.
我们要有自制，要要善于接待人。
Don't be greedy, don't be drunk, and don't be prideful.
不要贪婪，也不要酗酒，也不要过于骄傲。
Manage your children well, manage your household well.
好多就是家庭会是这样做的。
have a good reputation among non-believers.
在这个不信的在这个非基督教非基督徒中间有一个很好的声誉。
Have full confidence in your faith in Jesus Christ.
在那个有在耶稣中有一个完全的信仰。
But we believe affect how we live.
我们的信仰会影响我们是如何来生活呢
？Right, truth is not relative.
真理并不是相对的。
It is absolute.
它是绝对的。
And when you ignore the truth, there are great consequences.
如果你就是忽略真理的话，那么就有很大的后果。
Faith is believing the truth.
信心就是相信这个真理。
And faith must not only reside in our minds. We can't just be intellectual Christians.
信心并不是就是只是在你心里的一个什么东西。
In that case, knowledge puffs up, but love builds up.
就是我们不只是说我们就是有对这方面有这个知识。
Or faith must change your heart.
我们的信心一定要改变我们的心。
Otherwise, we really don't believe in truth.
否则的话，我们就是并不是真正相信真理。
So let me ask you.
所以我来问你们。
Do you care about the creeds and the doctrines of the church?
你关心我们教会的信念和教义吗？
Do you study the word of God?
你学习神的话语吗？
Do you study in detail, trying to gain knowledge, trying to understand God, trying to understand humanity?
你是就是真是深入的来学习想要了解就是神的话，神对这个人类的这个看。
We need to study God's word well, carefully.
我们需要这样做，我们需要就是认真学习神的话。
And do you take God's word seriously? Do you agree with God's word?
你是不是很认真地看待神的话？你是不是就是很认同神的话
？Or do you wish maybe the Bible taught something else?
还是说你看圣经是学的是其他的什么东西
？Are you embarrassed by some of the teachings in the Bible?
你是不是就是被圣经上所教导的感到很羞愧
？Some good meaning preachers would say, "We're going to teach about hell because Jesus taught about hell," but I really don't want to.
比如说，有的牧师们会就讲，就说，比如说，我不想讲讲地狱
，Yeah.
我不想讲地狱就是圣经上讲到的那些地狱，我不想给我的会众讲。
But in doing so, are they saying that they're more compassionate, more loving than Jesus?
他们这样做，他们就觉得说他们，因为他们非常有怜悯，然后他们是爱基督的。
Are they confessing with their mouth that they know that Jesus is right, but in their heart wish Jesus was wrong?
可是他们就是嘴上说耶稣是正确的，可是他们心里却觉得耶稣是错的。
Same with morality, the Bible talks about how we ought to behave.
同样就是对这个从道德上讲。
Do you wish the Bible is more lenient?
圣经也教导我们，就是什么是对，什么是错的。那么我们觉得就是圣经应该是对大家有宽容吗
？If we do, we may not understand the compassion and the mercy and the justice and the holiness of God.
如果我们要是相信的话，那么我们实际上就是没有理解，就是圣经上所讲的这个有富有怜悯的。
Study the word of God carefully.
所以呢，就是你们学习神的话的时候，你们要小心翼翼的来看。
Be open to God changing our hearts.
就是要打开我们的心。让神的话来改变我们的心。
And beyond gathering facts about God's word, do you study God's word devotionally?
除了就是学习就是关于神的话那些事实的话，那么除此之外，你还
devotionally, you do it as a reflection upon, okay, what must I do based on God's word?
你还在就是认真的就是在思考就是神的话吗？
We're called to meditate. on God's word.
所以我们在讲这个是思考神的话。
Now in Easter meditation, you empty your mind, and whatever comes in fills your mind.
比如说在这个复活节时候、这个、
Easter meditation, like
Eastern,
Buddhism、
oh,
or Taoism,、okay. they meditate by emptying their mind.
就是这些东方这些他们的这个他们的思想呢，所以他们就是实际上是在想，就是不管什么东西到他们心里了，他们就在想那件事。
But we don't do the same thing. When we meditate, we take God's word and we consider God's word and His truth.
但是呢，我们不是那样做，我们是在思想神的话语。
And we do it devotionally. We do it expecting that God to change us.
而且呢，我们就是就是非常虔诚的来思考神的话。
Finally, be careful of the idea of relative truth.
最后呢，就是你要小心，就是人家讲就是真实是相对的。
If we start accepting relative truth, we will accept many false and dangerous ideas.
如果我们要是接受真理是相对的话，那么我们就很容易就是接受好多那些错误的观念。
If I actually raise your hand, most of you will say.You agree with this statement.
比如说你举手那么是不是大多数人认为这个我说的是
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
这句话就是说就是美和不美，那么是从看的那个人角度来的。
Agree? Disagree?
你同意还是不同意？
Think about beauty is a standard of truth.
就是所以你想一想，实际上就是这个美是不是有没有这个标准？
Our society tells us that truth is relative and so is beauty.
我们这个社会跟我们讲的就是真理是相对的，美也是相对的。
But God tells us that there is a standard of beauty, as God created a world with beauty in view.
可是呢，神跟我们讲呢，就是神这个神是有对美是有标准的。
Because God Himself is beautiful.
因为神他自己是美的。
His creation is beautiful.
他的创造也是美的。
You ever visit a modern art museum?
你有没有去过就是现代艺术博物馆？
You might see this corruption of beauty there.
你可能就是在那儿会看到就是这个对这个美的这个观念已经被腐化。
There are humorous reports of custodial staff throwing away pieces of art because they thought it was trash.
因为呢，就是已经有就是、有一些就是发生一些事情，就是打扫卫生的人，他们就会把有些那个展览品就给扔了，因为他们以为那些东西是垃圾。
And there was an instance where some people were eating some food and left the trash on the corner, and people thought it was art for like 3 weeks.
然后相反的也有，就是有些人，比如说在那个现代艺术博物馆里头吃东西，然后把那个吃剩的垃圾丢在那儿了。然后有些人会以为那个东西是现代艺术。
These are funny because we realize that modern art has depreciated beauty because they don't understand that there's something standard, there's an absolute about beauty.
所以实际上这个东西并不是说就是那么可笑，就是其实是挺可悲的，因为这个现代艺术这个他们已经把这个美已经给就是贬值了。
But there's a dark side, there's a dangerous side.
所以它也有一个就是很黑暗很危险的一面。
According to a postmodern world, beauty changes over time. Facts that come and go.
所以呢，就是这个后现代社会呢，大家认为呢，这个美呢，就是随着时间而变的。
And beauty is limited to the physical.
然后这个美也是只是物质上的。
And the people is often sexualized and it's materialistic.
然后从那个从人这方面讲，说大家也就是看从那个性和这个我。物质上
and beauty draws upon sinful impulses of covetousness. I want this. I want to be beautiful. I want to be something I don't have.
这个美呢，也是就是出于就是大家的贪婪，就是大家我想要这个东西，因为他觉得这个东西好。
Fads concerning body shape causes problems for countless women and quite a few men.
比如说就是对这个身体形象这个美的这个标准，实际上在好多妇女中造成很多就是健康上的问题，对男人也一样。
Industries arise to define and change beauty.
也有好多产业，他们在就是跟大家就是对美有一个新的定义。
All this to tell you that you're not, so you take the you buy their product.
所以他们所宣扬的实际上就是给你的一个概念，就是就什么是美，但是你不美，所以你来买他们的东西。
TV, magazines, all sorts of media exploit the changing ideals of beauty to cause envy, to cause consumerism, right?
比如说这个什么电视啊，还有什么一些杂志期刊一类，他们就是会就是展现出就是说什么是美，所以就是想来想让你想就是需要这些东西，然后来那个来消费一些。
Bullies pick on people who don't fall into this category of what's considered beautiful.
还有那些就是那些。就是
mean people.
Yeah, 就是那些mean people. 就是有一些人，比如说不是恶霸 ，How do you say bully?
okay, sorry.
就是有些人，比如说他也就是会挑别人的那个毛病，就是也是因为别人，比如说。达不到他觉得那个美的那个标准。
But most of all, most dangerous of all, without a standard of beauty, we lose a sense of awe.
所以呢，就是但是呢，总的来说呢，就是我们看这个美，我们就是所有的美都是失去了这个敬畏这种美。
Beauty becomes shallow.
这个美
and purposeless.
美呢，已经变成一个就是很肤浅、很没有意义的。
And this is not a new trend.
这也并不是一个新的新的趋势。
In the book of Proverbs, a woman was teaching her son how to look for a good wife.
所以在这个箴言中有一个这个妇女人她在教导她的孩子怎么来选。
And this is a proverb, right? Charm is deceptive, beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised.
艳丽是虚假的，美容是虚浮的，为敬畏耶和华的妇女必得称赞。
Right. This word beauty here is used to describe this broken idea, this corrupt idea of beauty. It's fleeting.
这里讲的这个美呢，实际上是就是是一个就是虚浮的。
But in God's mind, beauty is not fleeting. God is in the process of making all things beautiful in His time. He has a standard. It's not fleeting.
可是就是在神的眼里呢，这个美呢是不是虚浮的。
True beauty comes from an inner beauty, a character.
真正的美呢是从是是从是内在的。
The one who fears the Lord.
是敬畏神的是美的。
Right. The one who fears the Lord is to be praised. The one who pursues righteousness flees the ugliness of sin.
敬畏神的人呢是要被称赞的。
Yeah. The one who does deeds, beautiful deeds, good deeds, she is beautiful.
就是是做这些做敬畏神，就是做这些事情的人，他们是美的。
How much heartache can we avoid when we know and we accept God's truth, God's standard of beauty?
有多难呢？就是我们如果我们知道，就是神的美的标准是什么样，然后我们来接受神的对美的标准。
And what conduct would the church display when she pursues this true beauty?
那么教会应该怎么来做呢？当教会来接受就是神的这个美的标准。
The church, we are the bride of Christ.
教会，我们是神的新娘。
And this is what Jesus is doing for us, the Church of the Living God.
这个呢是神对我们所做的。
Right. Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word, and to present her to himself as a radiant church, without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless.
正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己，要用水借着道把教会洗净，成为圣洁，可以献给自己，做个荣耀的教会，毫无玷污、皱纹等类的病，乃是圣洁，没有瑕疵的。
When this is complete, the church will be the beautiful bride dressed for her husband.
当耶稣这些做完了，那么教会呢，就是一个心腹，没有瑕疵的心腹。
And we, the church, in the meantime, must not give up our confession.
我们做教会同时呢，我们不能放弃我们的信仰。
We must uphold the truth by our conduct.
我们一定要坚持我们的信仰，然后用我们的行动来维护它。